This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, October 23rd. God's word to you today is Affairs of the Heart. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 51, verse 10, and it says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a loyal spirit within me." King David was supposed to have gone to the battleground, but instead he stayed back. One evening, while taking a stroll on his roof, he saw a lady, Bathsheba, having her bath. David slept with Bathsheba, another man's wife, and attempted to cover it up. It is bad enough that you have done something wrong, but when you try to cover up, you just mess things up further. Nathan confronted David, reminding him of how God took him from obscurity and made him a king. "And see how you have responded to God's kindness." David was broken and wrote the famous Psalm 51. "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions." Psalm 51 verse 10 says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a loyal spirit within me." What David was saying in essence was, "Lord, remove not only my sins, but renew the heart that made me do it in the first place." David knew that it is not just about forgiveness. If it was about forgiveness, Psalm 51 would have ended in verse 1, but it did not. David went on to address the source of the problem. "Forgive me and change my heart, Lord, or it would not take long before I go back to sinning against you." David was saying, "Lord, I know that you will forgive my sins, but also give me a new heart, create in me a new heart." When there is forgiveness of sin without a change of heart, you have a repetition of sin, and that is a problem. A lot of people come to church seeking forgiveness, but not many people really want a change of heart. Do you know why? They still want to go back to Bathsheba, but have the blood of Jesus as a talisman. What do you really want? Do you want forgiveness alone, or you want a change of heart with it? Do you want only the symptoms to be sorted out, or do you want the whole package that deals with the disease? What do you really want? When you start confronting the symptoms, you start wrestling at a deep level, you will see a total change in your life. Let us pray. Father, I do not just want to take medicine for the symptoms. I come to you, the great physician, to heal the disease. Create in me a new heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.